The 2023 State of the Tribes address was held yesterday at the state capitol. It covered the opioid epidemic, environmental issues, and more. The annual speech dates back to 2005, and it gives Wisconsin's tribes a chance to highlight issues that are important to Indigenous communities across the state. Here to share more about yesterday's address is Richard Ackley, a retired judge for the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. And Judge Ackley, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you very much for having me on again.
Yeah, yesterday the address was given by Sacagawea Chippewa Community Leader, Chairman Robert Van Zyl Jr. What stood out to you about his address?
What I liked about Tribal Chairman Van Zyl's presentation is, I must do a historic note, I believe at times the speeches of the tribes by the state to the state of the State of the Tribe address that's given to the Wisconsin State Legislature, that high schools and colleges should hear that, because one of the interesting dynamics is I don't believe enough people in the state have a in-depth understanding of Native issues or Native sovereignty. And then two, the tribes have a system where other tribal chairmen contribute to the speech. And it would be nice if, and I really appreciate the fact that the governor, the executive staff, the elected officials, attorney general, the Senate, and the assembly were present. But sometimes, even though they sit together, in the tribes, they look for collective views of expressing themselves. And I'm hoping in some ways that that reflection of their collective unity could be a reflection of the unity of the elected officials and the executives in the state of Wisconsin. And I'll be kind of quick because of limit.
Oh, and we just lost our guest. I apologize. Judge Richard Ackley joining us with a discussion about yesterday's State of the Tribes address given by Chairman Robert Van Zyl Jr. Mentioned a number of issues, and we'll get right back to him with Judge Ackley as soon as we can connect to him. Let me see if we've got Judge Ackley joining us. Is he here? Yes. Judge Ackley, welcome back.
Yeah, there were some technical difficulties. I don't know if it's on my phone or your system, but that would be sort of my summary comments.
I appreciate that. Now to some specifics with the time we have remaining. One of the big issues yesterday was health care. Chairman Robert Van Zyl Jr. talked about how we can support Native communities when it comes to health care. How so, Judge Ackley?
Well, there were three statements in that. One is the nurse practitioners, due to profit and nonprofit hospitals, to me, the regulatory systems of the state perhaps could address that. And the other aspect is Marquette University, or the medical college, or the University of Wisconsin has their medical school. I know at St. Norbert's, where I live in Green Bay, they have a medical school. There ought to be some way that a nurse practitioner can be part of the team. So to me, that's a regulatory issue. Two, the Medicare, which receiving federal funds in the state and the tribe, they ought to find a way to work on that, not segment that. And the third one is mental health, opioid, other issues. That brings awareness from all parties, law enforcement, counselors, and other types. So to me, those need to be responsive issues by the state elected officials and their staff.
Judge Ackley, what do we know about how the opioid epidemic has hit our Native communities in Wisconsin?
Well, it's like many communities. There, we live side by side, but multi-jurisdictional task forces are working together. But as Van Zyl said, no matter what race, color, creed you are, they want to make sure that they stop the flow. So it's not necessarily northern tribes. I live in Green Bay, where there's a large tribal community, other places. So to me, it's a statewide issue and a national issue. So you have to address it in the models that are presented in coordination and cooperation to eradicate, either to healthcare, law enforcement, and other factors. So that's just an ongoing issue, and tribal communities are part within the state of Wisconsin. So that's another cooperative venture that could be explored.
Chairman Van Zyl referred to a black cloud hanging over Indigenous Wisconsinites yesterday in a State of the Tribes address, and he was talking about team mascots. What can we do about our team mascots, Judge Ackley?
Well, in 2005, when John Guard, the Republican Assembly, And then Act 31 is things have rapidly improved with the current Secretary of Interior. I'm not reflecting either Democrat or Republican, but the current Secretary of Interior has eliminated some of the names that are offensive within their federal systems for, you know, the National Park or Shawangunk National Forest or whatever those areas. And to me, education, whether it be Act 39, tribal people have to be, and non-tribal people have to be respectful of language. And since I didn't realize from 2005 to 2023, the Washington Commanders, and I remember back when this took place, the Marquette has changed. So has to happen. And it's out of respect for all parties.
Judge Ackley, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. And I do apologize about the technical difficulties. And there is so much more for us to talk about with the State of the Tribes address yesterday that took place at the state capitol.